first impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop. Over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com. 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And we welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, once again to the TNT Radio Show on the My View Matters Radio Network. And the date is Tuesday, the December 2nd. We're looking at our freedom calendar here. I guess it's about time to order another freedom calendar. Maybe I'll have to have it sent somewhere where I don't have a male person, male woman, male dyke, whatever you call her, who screws up my mail. Maybe I'll have to have the freedom calendar sent to a Dropbox where I can be trusted with it. But nonetheless, the freedom calendar from today over at freedomcalendar.com tells us that this date in 1823, dealing with 191 years ago, the Monroe Doctrine on this date. Also, you had allegedly the first Thanksgiving this week in 1619. And 1933, alcohol prohibition repealed this week. And finally, 1923, the first radio broadcast of a presidential address this week. So there's some hope there. There's some hope there. A little bit of Thanksgiving there for whatever you people think about the story. I understand it's not all reality. Sometimes we have a Disney-fied belief of what the real Thanksgiving was about, and some of it's real and some of it's not, as we hang the freedom calendar back up on the wall here. But maybe we can have prohibition eliminated when it comes to marijuana one day soon, because we see that marijuana is far less dangerous than alcohol, but yet alcohol is legal. Marijuana is not legal. We're trying to get something started here as far as getting that out there so we can make it productive society, because so many people have this reefer madness in their mind that marijuana is going to kill them. Well, it doesn't do anything like that. It's ridiculous to suggest such things. Now, we're going to be all over the place on the show tonight because we've got a lot of stuff going on. I was just talking to somebody off the air before we started tonight, and I thought, isn't it interesting how 2 months ago, when October turned on the calendar, when the calendar said October, everything we heard about was Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. That's all they wanted to talk about was Ebola. And then when we got to November, it was all about racial unrest and protest and rioting, and we covered a little bit about the truth about the Michael Brown story last Tuesday night. We didn't get to cover all the looting and pillaging and plundering and burning down of towns that a lot of black people did. And I'm sorry, I'm saying black people because those are the people burning the towns down. I didn't see any white people burning a town down. If you can send me pictures of white people pillaging and plundering and looting last week, please let me know. How ironic that October was all about Ebola. That's all we heard about. I guess we're to believe that Ebola cured itself because we don't hear about it anymore. And November was all about protests and rioting. And I guess the December is going to be all about cyber hacking because we're into, oh, we had Black Friday and thank goodness we have Small Business Saturday and we had Cyber Monday and every these ridiculous names that people assign to a stupid day of the week. And we find out that a lot of hacking goes on out there. We find out a lot of websites get hacked. But nobody's talking about Ebola this week, or this month for that matter. I just went over to Talkers Magazine, thetalkers.com, trying to see what the top topics are. Don't see anything about Ebola. It's all about civil unrest. And civil unrest kind of ties into something we wanted to talk about today, and that was what's been going on with Louis Farrakhan and some of the stuff that Louis Farrakhan's been saying. It was on the front page of the Drudge Report for about 3 or 4 minutes. It wasn't a full minute, as the kids say in this gangster lingo today, but it was on his webpage for a few minutes. And we have a lot more racial stuff that we can talk about. I guess we're going to need to talk about the fact that nobody reported the story about the white police officer who was killed in a bar in Ohio. Nobody wanted to talk about that at all. Nobody talks about the stories when black people go in and kill lots of people, because guess what? There's no looting and pillaging and plundering afterwards. Isn't that amazing how that works? But since we got to remind people of it, we'll go back to the archives here and pull up some stories. Hell, I try to share this story out there on the social medias, even on freerepublic.com, where we know they don't agree with the civil unrest and the looting and pillaging and plundering, but nobody wanted to even comment. I guess they're afraid of being called racist. Nobody even wanted to comment about the story up in Ohio. Nobody wanted to comment about when a black convicted felon went into a bar and injured several people, including two police officers, killing one of the police officers. I'll bring you some of this story right now, since they didn't think it was important enough to tell you about it. Breitbart didn't cover it. Drudge Report didn't cover it. Fox News didn't cover it. And remember, Fox News, for all you neocons, you trust them to bring you the truth. Well, aren't you a little pissed off that they were even afraid to tell you about the black on white crime? Aren't you a little angry that they wouldn't tell you the truth? And this is why we take these cases on individual basis. We look at each individual case one by one, because we've never come to the airwaves and told you that all of a certain group is bad. Take police officers, for instance. We've never come into the airwaves and told you that they're all bad. And we also haven't come to the airwaves to tell you that they're all good. So we believe that the truth is always somewhere in between. But the story that I bring you is the one of Keenan Ivory in Akron, Ohio, was accused of shooting Akron police officer Justin Weinbrenner. And this just happened less than 2 weeks ago. Ivory went to a hearing this past week where no bond was set. He has murder charges against him. You had a courtroom up there in Akron that was full of police officers, including Akron Police Chief James Nice. And Ivory shot Officer Justin Weinbrenner at the Papa Don's Pub in Akron, Ohio, after he was asked to leave by the staff for being unruly. So then he went to his car and came back with a gun. And Ivory shot five people, including two police officers, including Officer Weinbrenner, Justin Weinbrenner, who died at the semi-Akron City Hospital. And the Akron Police Chief, James Nice, said that Weinbrenner and other people in the bar were heroes, and they may have saved other lives by confronting the gunman. So again, a black convicted felon, several people, white people in a bar were shot by him, including two white police officers. He killed one of the white police officers, but you didn't see anything about it on the news. You didn't hear about any marches or protests or riots or pillaging or plundering or raiding or looting. And you won't. Think of a Michael Brown who maybe got to Officer Wilson's gun. We've heard the story about how he tried to get to Officer Wilson's gun. Think about if he had gotten to Officer Wilson's gun and what he would have done with it. Bingo. But like I said, there was total censorship of this story in the mainstream press. I looked and I looked. There was nothing out there. Nothing on Free Republic, nothing on Drudge, nothing on Breitbart. I think Fox News ran a tiny little link at the bottom of their crime section. Hell, you had to start wondering if the fact that they called Mr. Keenan Ivory unruly, quote-unquote, well, that qualifies a racist remark now. Maybe if you give him an all-black jury, he'll get off on the grounds of social justice because they called him unruly. I see anybody protesting at the local news media headquarters and jailhouses about the out-of-control black and white murder, and you're not going to see it. Just trying to keep it real, as the kids say. We'll go back to a few other stories that we're seeing out there. And we said we wanted to stick with the racial element for a moment so we could talk about good old Mr. Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, if you all have been following the stories about him. Apparently he went to a university. I have not researched it, but I'm sure it's one of these quote-unquote black universities. God forbid we have a white university, right? We can't have that. But Louis Farrakhan went to a black university, and he told them, let's die for something. This just came out, this weekend. He was at Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. Good luck finding the white people on the campus of Morgan State University. And Farrakhan told the crowd at Morgan State, quote, "You may not want to fight, but you better get ready. Teach your baby how to throw the bottle if they can." I'm guessing this is a pointing to a Molotov cocktail, telling them, teach your baby how to throw the bottle. The Nation of Islam's quote-unquote leader, Louis Farrakhan, said, quote, "We are going to tear this goddamn country up. We gonna die." There's that whole, we don't even put a verb in our sentence. "We gonna die. Let's die for something," he told the audience. "See now, when my Muslim family here, the imams and my Christian family, there is a book for retaliation. The Bible says an eye, a tooth, a life. See now, as long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep," I have no idea what this delusional guy is talking about at this point. He says, "they gonna keep killing us. But when we die and they die, then soon we gonna sit down at table and talk about we tired." Has anybody ever taught this guy anything about sentence structure? Have they ever told him how to diagram a freaking sentence? But this is Louis Farrakhan this past weekend at Morgan State University. He finished it out by saying, "We want some of this earth. We tear this goddamn country up." There you go, folks. Louis Farrakhan. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what would happen if one white guy went to a major university and told people to learn to throw Molotov cocktails? If he told a group of white people, I don't know where he would have to go to, maybe Duke University's lacrosse team, or maybe have to go to University of Wisconsin. But could you imagine if a white guy told them in the crowd that they need to teach the white babies how to throw Molotov cocktails? Could you imagine the outrage? I sort of can. What is it that he wants them to die for? Freedom? They certainly have their freedom, but does he want to die? Does he want them to die for a luxurious lifestyle? Does he want them to die for reparations? See, old Calypso Louie has 100 bodyguards. Even if old Eric Holder's people follow his words, Farrakhan will not die. He has no problem with all his bodyguards dying if someone comes after him. I got an idea, Louie. Why don't you go tear up rich man land, Hyde Park in Chicago? Oh, wait, never mind. Doesn't this sound like what the radical Islamic clerics tell their minions? You wear the suicide vest? So go right ahead, Louis. Put down your 100 bodyguards and go get on the front lines and sacrifice for your beliefs. Sacrifice yourself for your beliefs. But you're a damn hypocrite. You're not going to do anything like that. You're not going to go out there on the front line of any kind of war that you're trying to build up. And the moment he starts talking about freedom of speech, I'm waiting for him to tell everybody how he has freedom of speech. Because you know what? He's inciting a riot. He's trying to get people to riot, and we've got enough of the pillaging and plundering and looting and raiding and stealing going on. We don't need that. But if you look out there, what's in the media now? What's in the headlines? It ain't Ebola. It's all about Barack and Michael Brown and Darren Wilson. But for some reason, nobody wants to talk about what Louis Farrakhan said. Nobody wants to talk about the story that I just mentioned to you from Ohio. Nobody wants to talk to you about Keenan Ivory up in Akron, Ohio, and what he did to the white police officers. And that's why I said, folks, we don't say all cops are good. We don't say all cops are bad. We don't come to these airwaves and make blanket subject statements like that. We look at them on an individual basis. Look at Justin Weinbrenner, Akron police officer. There was nothing out there in your mainstream media about a convicted felon black guy going and killing police officers. You didn't hear about it in the mainstream media, and you didn't even hear about it from Breitbart or Drudge or Free Republic or Fox News. Why? Why didn't you hear about this story? They're so afraid to tell you what's going on out there. Why are they afraid? I'm trying to tell you, folks, the media doesn't, they don't only tell you what to think, but also what to think about. Or you can reverse that. Not only are they telling you what to think about, but they're telling you what to think. Why is it that Louis Farrakhan isn't all over the headlines for his comments telling people that they need to go die for something? He wants to be in the headlines, so maybe I'm giving him what he doesn't deserve, the attention. But when he tells you that he wants to tear this goddamn country apart over what happened with Michael Brown and Darren Wilson, it's just something to think about, isn't it? This is a guy, Farrakhan, when he made his last rants back in August, he was attacking Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites, Arabs. He didn't care. It just gets worse and worse with him. He has a grudge against anybody that's not him. He wants to bastardize anything religious in society. He wants the Great Civil War as long as his bodyguards protect him. And you all are at the center of the Civil War. He doesn't want to be in it. He just wants to sit back behind the enemy lines and talk to you about it. Front Page Magazine today is talking about how you had these Ferguson lynch mob leaders convening at the White House. You had a week later, after the grand jurors did their civic duty and resisted pressure from President Obama to lynch an innocent police officer, you had Al Sharpton and the Ferguson riot leaders gathered at the White House yesterday to make plans to further exacerbate the racial tensions they created to, in order crippling an economy and in order to attack a civil society. See, these domestic subversives refused to accept the official finding on November 24th, which was that there was no probable cause to charge a police officer who was white in the death of Michael Brown, who was black. The findings of, quote, no true bill, unquote, contradicts the left and their preferred narrative that there are all these racist whites out there going after blacks with impunity. So the failure to indict Wilson, who has since resigned from the Ferguson Police Department, is driving the big government left-wingers and the racial mongers into an exquisite state of insanity. They refuse to accept the evidence considered by the grand jury, overwhelmingly, indisputably demonstrating that Brown tried to get Officer Wilson's gun to do him harm. And to put it bluntly, there's proof in their 90-second encounter that Brown wanted to kill Wilson, but then used to identify Brown as the aggressor are really hard things for people. Words and thought processes are hard for people. Once they have their mindset on something, you cannot tell them any otherwise. And that's why I wanted to juxtapose the case of Michael Brown versus Officer Wilson to the case of convicted felon Keenan Ivory in Ohio with Akron police officer Justin Weinbrenner. You're listening to the TNT Radio Show on the My View Matters Radio Network. We will take our bottom of the hour breaks, and we'll be back. If you want to call in the second half of the show, 858-683-1326. 858-683-1326. We'll be right back.
first impressions aren't the most important thing. They're the only thing. At Ernie's Print Shop, we'll produce what you need to represent your company professionally. Right now, you can get 1,000 full-color business cards, 1,000 4x6 postcards, or a 3x5 banner for just $60. You choose. Check us out at erniesprintshop.com. Ernie's Print Shop, over 50 years, one source, one solution. erniesprintshop.com, 502-969-8585.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email MyViewMatters at AOL.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots and jackbooted thugs. We thank you for being with us here on the TNT radio show, the My View Matters radio network. And again, for those already listening on the phone, you can push the number one key to get on the air. If you haven't called in and either want to listen by phone or want to get on the airwaves with us, 858-683-1326, 858-683-1326. Now, we were talking about before the break how Ebola just vanished from the earth, if you will, when it comes to what the real issues were. And we know it was all about racial unrest. And we know that the top topic of the week and the month were Ferguson, Missouri, and the protests and the rioting. And they usually do this because they are trying to distract you from something else. There's usually something out there that they don't want you to see. And I don't care what Charles Barkley says, and I don't care what celebrities say. See, Charles Barkley isn't out there inciting a riot and telling people to throw Molotov cocktails. So people will have fun because he's a basketball guy, and 30 years ago he played basketball, and oh, he's ha-ha, he's fun, he's a good time Charlie. No pun intended, or maybe pun intended. But Charles Barkley isn't what this is about. This is about the truth about what's going on out there. And they're always trying to hide you from something else that they don't want you to talk about. They definitely didn't want you to talk about Officer Warren Brennan in Ohio. They definitely don't want you to talk about the black convicted felon killing him. They definitely don't want you to talk about Louis Farrakhan telling kids to throw Molotov cocktails. They definitely don't want you to talk about a judge issuing a ban on arrest for feeding the homeless. How many of y'all have been following this story? A story by 90-year-old World War II veteran Arnold Abbott, who across the globe was getting more attention than he was in the United States because he defied a city ordinance in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that prohibited him from feeding the homeless unless he had a permit and a toilet facility, effectively making the process of feeding the homeless illegal. And police repeatedly had issued Abbott with citations, and they would video record his group's feeding sessions, prompting a public relations backlash. Abbott had been feeding the homeless for 23 years, and he had previously won a lawsuit in 2000, which overturned a ban on feeding homeless people on the beach. This is an outcome that authorities claim was superseded by a new city ordinance which prohibits the sharing of food. There's always a law or a rule or an ordinance or a judicial decision that we don't know about that they can pull up. The lawyers don't know about all the judicial decisions, folks. They can't keep up with them all, but they'll dig one out if they think it'll fit their narrative and their objective to come after you. So Broward County Judge Thomas Lynch had a ruling, and I'm trying to see when this ruling came down. This ruling came down today. Broward County Judge Thomas Lynch ruled today that you could not arrest or citate for violating the ordinance for a 30-day period. Because Abbott and others were facing $500 fines and 60 days in a cage if the city chose to pursue charges. The ruling comes one day after hacktivist group Anonymous took down the city's website in protest against the treatment of Abbott and his organization, Love Thy Neighbor. Other pastors who have taken part in feeding the homeless say that they are prepared to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. They want to take it before the guys and gals in the black muumuus. And Abbott's story has garnered global attention, as we said, because it exemplifies the tendency on behalf of the authorities to clamp down on any real sense of community that could help the more unfortunate in society. I want you to look up Abbott's group when you get a chance, folks. His group is called Love Thy Neighbor. It's a very Christian-oriented group. And we might have to get into later in the month, if time allows us, charities that are good and charities that are not good and charities that can be trusted and charities that cannot be trusted. But Abbott's group, you can find them at lovethyneighbor.org. They are an interfaith organization of volunteers at the forefront of feeding the homeless in Broward County, Florida. And as I see the number of homeless continue to increase, because what's that? You mean dear leader Obama didn't fix all the homelessness and all the sickness and all the ills of the world when he became dictator, I mean president? You mean there's more homeless than there were before Obama? And you mean the left-wing protest groups, they don't talk about it? You mean they're not out there protesting like they would be if it was Ronald Reagan as the president? You mean they're not out there with groups like, what was the name of the group? Gosh, we even tried to defend them because they were like the left bizarro world version of the Tea Party. What were they called? I can't remember them now. Somebody was sending a text message and remind me who these people were. MoveOn.org, that may have been them, but there was a group that they were out there in the parks, and how soon they went away because when the weather got cold, they didn't want to protest anymore. The Occupy group, that's who it was. The Occupy movement. Where did they go? Why aren't they out protesting the homeless under Obama? Well, the Love Thy Neighbor Fund believes in feeding the homeless, and each volunteer in their group possesses special unique talents, and they combine them for action-oriented results. And they've been providing meals for over 1,400 homeless persons every week for 23 years. And while their feeding program is an essential component of the mission, their number one priority is to create ways to get the homeless off the streets and back into society as productive, contributing members. And they believe that the goal can only be accomplished when the people of the community come together to provide shelter and health care and education and clothing and food and funding for the other people. And that's where they get Love Thy Neighbor from. So I want you to go look up their group sometime, lovethyneighbor.org, because this is the group that thankfully a judge in a rare moment of a drunken stupor maybe, allegedly, has decided to temporarily ban arresting these guys. How bad is it when one of the guys in the black muumuus has to tell the cops, you can't arrest the folks who feed the homeless? What kind of bizarro world is that? You want to tell me about that? So that's the story going on down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida with Mr. Abbott. A story they don't want on the headlines. Why isn't Louis Farrakhan offering to help his black brothers and sisters in Florida? I bet you, you know, I'm just speculating, but I bet there's a lot of homeless black people in Florida. Why doesn't Farrakhan want to help them instead of telling them to take a Molotov cocktail and throw it at somebody? Just wondering. What other news can we talk about that nobody out there wants to talk about? Talked a little bit about the rioters. What about the fact that Michael Brown's stepfather, a former gang member who spent a lot of his life in prison, said that the reason that a church got burned down in the middle of their rioting and looting and pillaging and plundering and raiding was because of white supremacy? What about the fact that they tried to say that the reason that there was rioting, looting in Ferguson was because of white supremacy? See, there's a magazine called The Nation, a very socialist, Marxist-leaning magazine, but it's a very long-time published weekly magazine in the United States, and they had a guy named Michael. I guess his name is Michael. He spells it M-Y-C-H-A-L. Michael Denzel Smith of The Nation went on PMSNBC, and he was wearing a shirt that said unapologetically black. Because I'm sure if I wore a shirt out that said unapologetically white, that would not get me in any trouble at all, would it? Mr. Michael M-Y-C-H-A-L Denzel Smith. So this Mr. Michael Denzel Smith goes on PMSNBC, and he writes for the self-described, quote, flagship of the left publication. That's what they call themselves at The Nation, the flagship of the left. And he says that they forget we've had this conversation before. And then you try to reference the Trayvon Martin case and others before it. And then you try to say that the founding of our country was racism and white supremacy, and that all of our institutions uphold that. I'll read this again. This Michael Denzel Smith of The Nation said that the foundation of our country is racism and white supremacy, and that all of our institutions uphold that. And of course, the idiot host on PMSNBC, Reed, I don't know the guy's first name, I just know his name is Reed. It's not Harry Reed, but it'll as well be Harry Reed. MSNBC anchor Reed just seemed to agree with Smith. And Smith praised the Ferguson pillagers and plunderers. He praised their quote-unquote protest. And this is the problem. People now think this is what a protest is. That's not a peaceful protest. When you're looting and committing arson and intimidating local residents and even burning down black-owned businesses, how the hell is it that you loot and pillage and plunder and burn down a business? How does that make the people in these privileged positions uncomfortable? Of course, I shouldn't even be talking about PMSNBC because their viewership is in the toilet. They've lost over 30% of their viewers in the last year, following a similar decline the previous year. Perhaps that's because anyone who doesn't wholesale agree with such extreme opinion is considered a racist and a white supremacist, otherwise known as an American, according to M-Y-C-H-A-L Denzel Smith. How foolish do people have to be to not see that they want a full-out race war to destroy Western civilization? How foolish are the whites who won't wake up and see this because they're too busy with their little smartphones and their iPads and their iPods and all that other bull? You've got a black man, allegedly a black man, in the White House, the freaking White House, and they still want you to think that the, quote, black condition is always Whitey's fault. Why don't they put the blame on the Democrat plantation masters? Why is it the only thing that these, quote, unquote, black leaders want to draw power from is the perpetuation of victimhood? They must be really pissed off that there is white European dominance in medicine and art and engineering. I thought when Barack Hussein Obama became president, we were going to have more peace and love. Now you're telling me the homeless are getting worse, the unemployed is getting worse, the hungry is getting worse, the racial pillaging and plundering and looting is getting worse. It's like really bad B movie. You're expecting Leslie Nielsen and Tom Berenger to show up. You're expecting Charlie Sheen and a few other cast of characters show up. Because if it was a bad B movie, we could just turn it off. But the problem is Obama and his ilk have worn out their welcome trying to convince all of the non-blacks that we're racist. I've never had any of this white guilt that they talk about. I'm not guilty for any of this crap they talk about. If you want to dig up my great-great-grandpa and kick his ass for allegedly being racist or a slave owner, or if he was, I don't know. I don't think he was. But if you want to dig them up, then go dig their graves up. But you don't see Asians or Hispanics allowing this kind of a ploy. I think if I were a black person, I'd be a little terrified of the day when white people finally wake up and decide, screw this. But we don't know if that's ever going to happen with the way that white liberals are. See, this is power tripping. This is not a black versus white issue. I've said this to you so many times. It's not supposed to be male versus female, gay versus straight, Jew versus Gentile, Israeli versus Palestinian. It's not supposed to be about that. It's police state Nazi stormtroopering against anybody that isn't a multimillionaire. We've tried to tell you what it's about in the mainstream press. There's a reason when you go look at the top news stories at Talkers Magazine, it's not the stuff that we should be talking about. It's not the officer in Ohio. It's not Farrakhan. It's not the people being arrested for feeding the homeless. They're not telling you about the story of the Bosnian immigrant, Zemir Bejic, who was brutally murdered by black teenagers with hammers in St. Louis. I guess we'll have to finish with that story. I don't want to finish on a negative story, but the world is a negative place full of lies, and the mainstream media is not telling you about the story of Bosnian immigrant Zemir Bejic, are they? He was trying to protect his wife from four black teenagers armed with hammers in the early hours of Sunday morning in St. Louis. Eyewitnesses say individuals were running up and down the street yelling, "Fuck the white people, kill the white people," right before the attack. And murder charges have been filed against one of the suspects, a 17-year-old. But Bajik's cousin says she believes that this is clearly a hate crime because Bajik was targeted because he was white. Look at the details, she said. The details speak for themselves. Why would they just target a random person? Bajik's wife, Erijana Mukanovic, so the last thing he did before he died was pull me out of the way and put himself in front of me, basically giving up his life for me. Police continue to assert that the murder was not racially motivated, despite the racial threats that were made right before the attack. However, it was also reported that the same gang approached another white Bosnian earlier in the night, 24-year-old Selvin Zananovic, who was able to fight off the attackers, and he had cuts to his hands and neck. "I was just lucky," said Zananovic. "God was on my side." The fact that the same black teenage suspects attacked another Bosnian just an hour before the murder of Bejic clearly suggests that it was not a freaking random event. And guess what? Media coverage has been predictably sparse. with major publications failing to report on the story at all. We'll say it again, folks. These criminals do not represent the entire race of people, but it is a news story that they are not going to tell you about. See, not long ago, European whites were 35% of the Earth's population, and Europeans have always been a minority in the world, but have raised everybody's living standards more than other groups combined. Now European whites are about 8% of the Earth's population, a tiny minority. So why don't they start calling the non-Europeans what they are, the majority, and the white Europeans what they are, the minorities? And they'll just say, oh, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, which is code word for if you're white, don't go into this black community. They didn't cover these stories on ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Fox, Clear Channel, Salem Communications, Talk Radio, Rush Limbaugh. They didn't cover these stories, did they? We cover them here because they won't. There's a whole network of programs that we run here Sunday night through Thursday night. Sunday nights we have our good friend Ken Mulman, chairman of the Libertarian Party of Kentucky. He hosts Liberty Unbridled. And we have Ed Springsteen, who runs the network, and Ed Martin, who come here on Monday nights. So we're here on Tuesday. And then Ed Springsteen finishes out the week. We hope that you'll support the shows and listen. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, on iTunes, listen straight from Ed's page or with the Louisville Politics page. Always here on Blog Talk. Radio.com. You can listen in the archives. But if you go over to LouisvillePolitics.com, that's Ed's page. Shows are embedded over there. Or come back here Sunday night through Thursday night live, 7 p.m. Eastern. Not good news what we bring to you. We just bring to you the truth about what's going on. Maybe next week we can get back into some of the people who want to run for political office next year. Maybe next week we can get back into how the Bush family wants to keep that name in the White House. Maybe we can get into all the pretenders. Maybe we can get into what Jeb Bush is up to. Or the phony conservatives, like the Marco Rubios and the Ted Cruz's. Maybe that'll be the topic of conversation. We invite you to keep listening. We hope that you'll support the other shows. And we wish you all a good night.
Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.